Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very special bonus call that I put together for you guys, returning and new ERC folks. Those of you who are returning will know Deborah's familiar face and the power of her work. I'm real excited to introduce you to Deborah. You all decided to join this program because of some real health issues, right, that you've been struggling with, dealing with for a long time and are looking to get answers. And the kind of answers that we provide are grounded. My expertise, my most serious expertise is in the biochemical, structural, the whole how your body's put together. But I've realized over, 30 years of practice that isn't everything. And some people will go in and balance everything and the labs look fine and symptoms are just not going away, and there's something deeper to it. And oftentimes those are energetic blocks. And I'm going to put everybody I'm going to mute everybody, mute all, and then I'll unmute Deborah and me. And Lynn is there. Lynn, would you mind finding Deborah on the list and unmuting her for me? Lynn's a co-host. So. Whoa, I'm echoing. Am I okay now? Yeah, I'm better now. All right. So the thing is that I found that when we address some of those other underlying emotional, energetic blocks that we store in our body over years and for lots of different reasons, that the physical and biochemical healing happens much faster. And sometimes these blocks will prevent it in spite of your best efforts at eating well and, taking the right supplements and doing your exercise. So what Deborah's here to do is help. She can talk a little bit about what that connection is between these energetic blocks and your physical health, and also take us through a process, an actual hands-on healing process. We brought Deborah in a few times before. Once was for a sweet spot call, and afterwards I kept getting emails from people or Facebook messages about, like, their cravings went away and they've been struggling with this for a long time. Remember that? And she's done this in our live events, and somebody wrote it and who was not even in the live audience. They were live streamed in and said, oh my God, I've had this whatever pain in my hip for X number of years and it went away after this. Now, no promises here. I don't want to set Deborah up for, oh yeah, she's a miracle worker and everybody's going to have a miracle, but it depends on where you are in the process and how much it takes to actually move that energy out and, create the healing environment. But I'll let her tell you more about it, because I always told her, I think I'm getting better at it, right, Deborah?
This is amazing. You've really transformed.
I used to say, I don't know what she does, but it's kind of cool and it does help. You explain it, because I didn't quite understand it or anything. So now I'm a little bit better at explaining it. But she and I, we have colleagues together. We do mastermind groups together. And our colleagues have experienced some amazing, amazing breakthroughs. And these are health professionals who really know their stuff. And so I've brought her here to get us off to a good start. So this is even the day before our kickoff call, our official kickoff call. So our official kickoff call is tomorrow. So you get to, like, help us even before that. So I'm going to let her take it away and tell you a little bit about it and just share and take you through a process.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Wow. First of all, how much time do I have?
We scheduled this for 90 minutes.
Okay. That's great. Hi, everyone. I'm very excited to be here with you. You're in very good hands. There are few professionals in the health industry who get the bigger view in the way that Rita Marie gets it. And she, yes, you're improving on how you describe it and can talk about it, but even before you even could put it into words at all, she gets it. And this is what's so critical for any of us working in the health industry, because it's easy to get pigeonholed into this is the only way. And there is not one only way. There is a much bigger view. And I've come to believe, after working in this field for over 30 years, we see like this much of a much bigger picture. And just very briefly, because I know some of you, but not most of you, 34 years ago now, I woke up one morning literally in a heap of crying tears on the floor of my big, beautiful walk-in closet in my big, beautiful home in Scottsdale with my handsome husband and all the money in the bank and a great career, and everything looked fabulous, and I was just a wreck. And I couldn't get dressed, and I couldn't go to work, and I couldn't put on my clothes, and I couldn't stop crying, and I didn't know what was wrong. And nothing was showing up on medical tests. And it, from the outside looking in, my life looked good. It looked great. And I was in pain from head to toe. I had hair falling out, ulcers, insomnia every night. I had to drink myself to sleep every night, take sedatives during the day because my mental chatter was so negative and I couldn't shut it off. And I had no tools for dealing with the way I felt. And everyone said, oh, you're just stressed. You need a little vacation. Come to Florida. Well, it was way beyond being remedied by Florida. And nobody knew how to help me. And I come from a medical family that's very well educated and that has a lot of answers. And they didn't know what to do. And even the alternative health care practitioners I went to just said, we don't see anything wrong. So fast forward many years later, I had to go on a very unique journey that's led me to my work, which involves, as Rita Marie said, what I've discovered, which are there are three exact areas you must investigate if you've got the type of person who's tried everything and not getting well. And you're going to run into that. And she is amazing at dialing it in to find the systems that are off. Like, you're going to really be able to do this way better than most people, but you'll still find those people that just, there's nothing on the test, or they've done the food plan, they've changed their nutrition, their blood sugar's good, and they're still having these symptoms that are unexplainable. And I can guarantee you that in every case, there are three areas they have not looked at.
But just, Deborah, as a point of clarification, yes, these guys are here for their health. Right. Some of them are health practitioners, but these guys are here because they're signed up for a year of working with us to really dig deep on their own health.
I'm so glad you've done that. I apologize. I thought these were your long-term practitioners. So, okay. So many of you are, you know, you're probably where I was at. So good for you for ending up here. So there are three exact areas that we must look at if we ever really want to get full clarity about our health. Number one, the beliefs, the thinking mind starts the ball rolling. And the problem with this is that our mind was conditioned to think a certain way before the age of 8 or 9. The environment you were soaking in as a child sets the stage for your future, your entire future. And before the age of 8 or 9, your brain does not have a clue. It doesn't have any way to discern what is true from what is false. It just takes it all in like a big sponge, like an empty hard drive with no virus protection, and says, sure, just put the file in. And that's what happens. And we form beliefs based on the environment we're soaking in. And that happens in vitro. And then it happens in, you know, who your primary caregivers are. And every belief system is connected up to emotions. That's area number two. We must find and remove the emotions that get stuck in the body. And most people have no clue that that's even going on, or they think, it's just a feeling. It has no value. It's not important. But all of the thinking is connected to emotions. There's emotional reactions to everything until you become a master of your emotions, which where do we learn that? Nowhere. Nowhere. So the emotions literally release chemicals that affect our immune system, our nervous system, and every organ in the body. Chinese medicine knows this. It has for thousands of years. But and you all may be exposed to that, more of that approach than most people. But even still, what do we do once we know they're there, those emotions? And how do we release them so they don't wreak havoc before we're 70 years old and still living with this, with a six-year-old running our life at 70? And that's what I find. By the time people get to me, they've had 50, 60, 70 years of a six-year-old running their health. So we have to, number one, find and remove the false beliefs that are wreaking havoc with our physical health and our life, actually. It's more than just physical health. It affects our wallet, our waistline, our relationships, our career. Everything is affected by our beliefs. So we have to find and remove the false beliefs. And then number two, we have to find and remove the emotions that are suppressed, repressed, denied, and stuck. And the fastest way to do all of this is number three, by working in the energy field, which surrounds the body and holds the key to both health and illness. The energy field that surrounds every living thing, including our body, has all the answers in it. And it's easy to kind of look around and look at space and think, well, it's just empty space. How could it be that important? I don't see anything around my body. You know, we think the body ends at the skin. That is not the boundary. And so it's important to grasp this first concept, which is that your body isn't physical. It is literally made of particles of energy, light, and information. What do I mean by that? It's particles of vibrating information. This is vibrational information. This is the missing link. It's not even just energy. It's information that can be changed. And it's subtle information. Your physical body is denser, more visible information. But the subtle layers of that surround the physical body hold the emotional information, the belief, the thought information, the mental information, and it shows up in the physical body. This is what came first, was the subtle level of information and energy. It shows up in the body, and your body's telling the story of what is happening in the field around it. And if you could see your body through the eyes of a very sophisticated microscope, electron microscope, you'd see, like, you know when you blow up an image on your computer and you see all the little pixels and little circles with colored dots? That's what we're made of, little teeny particles that are so small they're hard to see with the naked eye. But they're vibrating constantly with light. And so this has been studied in science for many years. It's just not commonly known. And, for example, Valerie Hunt, PhD from Stanford, she's no longer alive, but you can Google her research. She photographed this field for 25, 30 years and has a body of work about this where she was able to see changes in the field happen long before they showed up in the physical body. And this is why many times people have symptoms and they aren't showing up on tests because they haven't even... they're felt, or they're a mental issue, you know, a thinking issue, or an emotional issue, but they may have not even manifested physically yet. But the person is experiencing the symptoms. So this is, you know, the area that I work in, which I'll explain further in a moment, and what you'll experience for yourself today, is a way to get, it's true preventative medicine, because you can get at it before it shows up in the body, or in the wallet, or in the waistline. Now, if it's already showing up in the physical, that's okay. We can still change it because everything is made of energy and light and information. And we know that energy never dies, but it changes form all the time. So if you have symptoms, they can change. They can change. And I believe we need to go in all the doorways, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the energetic. And if we go in all those doorways, that leaves no, there's nowhere else to look. Literally, that's what's needed if you go in all four of those doorways. And some people will nip it immediately with just going in the physical right away, and other people have a tougher time. Those are the people that are not going deep enough into the emotional and the belief systems. And the easiest and fastest way to get to the unconscious emotions and belief systems is through biofield healing immersion, which is my proprietary method. And that's why people say it's a superpower, because it is. It speeds up the healing process, because I can actually scan your field like an MRI machine. And I've discovered a way to feel, literally, I become really sensitive to how it feels when there's disturbed information in your field. And I could do that. I train people to do that. You could all benefit from that in your own personal health journey, as well as learn to do it and help others, your kids. I feel like eventually everyone will have this in their toolkit, because we should be able to have this for our kids, if nothing else, whether you ever want to practice it on your clients, but for yourself and your children. And I've seen so many people I've worked with, you know, go to the ER. They don't know what to do for them, the person or their children, and literally send them home with some kind of pill just because they feel like they have to do something, right? So give them a pill with 13 side effects. I mean, that's the best answer we've got in many cases, and it's not good enough for me. And I challenge that way. And I've worked with people who've had 6 surgeries on the same damn knee and still have the pain, because they haven't found the root. And the root was, in most cases, emotional. And I've worked with so many people with fibromyalgia symptoms and chronic fatigue and even thyroid issues and weight issues and all these challenges, which they've tried everything and nothing's shifting. Well, it's typically because there's a thought pattern or 2 or 10 and emotional reactions connected to it that haven't been released. And they can release once you get to it. So what I'd like to do today, if you are willing, are 2 things. One, I want to take you through the belief clearing technique that I teach. It is so powerful that this one thing alone can literally change your whole life. And then I'd like to follow it with a demonstration of the biofield healing energy modality that I practice, because it will help you integrate everything I've said. It will help you integrate the belief clearing, and it will help bring up more beliefs and emotions that you may not be aware of, and that might take us more time if we were to try to dig it out talking. And it will just speed up your healing process. So we'll do those 2 things today. I think we have enough time, and I'd like to leave time for Q&A. How does that sound? Everybody game for that?
Sounds awesome. And I'm glad to have you here and talking about this, because what I find is that, you know, like you said, it's that combination. And when we miss one of those pieces is when it is problem. And some of the early pieces within this program is I have limiting beliefs and various things that are helping us with that stress emotional piece to clear that, so we can dig and say, okay, what's out of balance and what should we be eating, and, you know, how should we be living our lives? So I can't wait to have you go through.
Well, and the other thing I should mention is you can, as I'm sure you know, and many of you know or experienced, you can start eating differently and taking herbs, and all of a sudden find, why do I feel like killing someone? Why am I so irritable I could just like rip my hair out? I can't sit still. Why am I crying my eyes out? It seems like there's no reason, but you see, herbs and foods are also sending information to your entire body. It's no different. It's just a different vibration. It's more dense. It's slower. But this opens up the doorway to the emotional body for many people just by changing their diets and their foods and their herbs. And whoa, then people don't know what the hell is going on. And you don't, you know, not a lot of practitioners include information about breathing and other techniques that I know Rita Marie teaches to help you stay calm throughout this healing process, because no matter what doorway you start with, you're going to kick in oftentimes a healing crisis, we call it. It's just real healing. It's not Band-Aid symptom treatment. It's real healing, and you will have emotions come up. So these are different ways that she and I teach you to help you truly get to the root and heal and transform, and you'll never look back. I mean, it's so exciting to have this at our fingertips now. So, all right, and if you have questions, I will take them. So write them down so you don't forget. And I'll ask you to hold them till after I teach you this belief clearing process. I'm going to actually walk you through it so that you can get personal results from it today.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to add to it is you were describing, you know, this field, right? And we go, we don't see anything. But in our modern world, right, there's all this evidence that it's there, right? There's the unseen transmission of information. Yes. Well, right now we're experiencing it as well, right? This energy that's taking all of you from where you are to each other, that's part of this unseen energy field. So if we can put it together with science.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it really, many of you, some of you right now might even be experiencing the effects just from the sound of my voice, because everything's transmitted to you via frequencies, via sound waves, via vibration. So is anyone right now feeling either a little spacey, like you kind of want to lay down and close your eyes, or any pressure in the head, or maybe even nausea? Raise your hand if anyone's having any of this happen yet. Okay, good. Nobody. You're all fully conscious. I like it. If you start to notice that happening, you're just responding. So in the chat, someone's crying already. I'm crying. So Sheila is experiencing, and Lynn is saying she wants to cry, and Sandy's ready for it. Yeah, and Barb is up for it. Okay, good. Well, here's the thing. Your body never lies. Your body is connected deeply to your intuition, and your intuition, your body, some of you are already responding and having the release of what your left brain conscious mind has no clue is even there. And it will happen from the sound of my voice. It will happen when we do the formal biofield healing session in a few minutes. It may happen from the belief clearing. There's a lot of ways that I'm able to help activate this within you, but just know, if you start to feel any pressure in the head, nausea, tingling, spacey, or if your body starts twitching, shifting around, feeling like you're just restless, got to move, or you start crying, or all of a sudden you're just madder than a hornet, or some sort of emotion coming up, just know you're getting it. You're already in the middle of your healing. So this is a good thing. And if you can't retain the left brain information today, just lie down and receive, because you may be getting energetic shifts and you won't be able to, it's a right brain experience. You won't be able to hold on to a formal linear way of thinking like we normally do, but you can watch the recording later and get that later. So just lay down. If you start to feel like you just have to lie down, lie down. That's more important right now. And those of you who remain conscious, bravo. And just write your questions down, and I'll take those in a little bit. So I want to start with the belief clearing, because when I hit my rock closet crisis bottom, one of the first things I was taught to examine was my beliefs, my thinking. And I had no clue how powerful this was and how life-changing it was going to be for me. I thought I was a really smart person. Well, perhaps I was, but I had never learned the skill of examining my beliefs. No one taught me to do that in my family, in my school, in my religion, in any of the books I read. I never learned to do this. So this was foreign to me and literally had such profound instantaneous effects that I also hope you have today, that I've never, ever stopped doing it. And it's one of the first things I teach in my programs, because And it's how I help lots of people get unstuck, because it's their thinking and they don't know it. So what I'd like you to do is take out a pen and paper and ask you a question. And you will get this PDF handout. I'll share with you a way you can get this after the call, so you'll be able to use it to study with and use again and again. The question I'd like to ask you is, what do you believe to be true about your fill in the blank with your health issue? So maybe you're with Rita Marie because you have a thyroid issue or blood sugar issue or weight gain or you're depressed or whatever it is. What do you believe to be true about your diagnosis, about the label you've been given, or just about the symptoms that you have? I'd like you to take a minute now, I'll give you some quiet a minute to write down, what do you believe to be true about this? And write it down in as clearly as you can. Your number one diagnosis or label or your main symptom that just is the worst, the one you want to get rid of the most. Write down what you believe to be true about it. Don't worry if this is the deepest issue or root. Just choose the one that feels the strongest to you. Like, I just want to get rid of this so bad. Fill in the blank this. And what do I believe to be true about it? And now I want, does everyone clear on that and have one written down? Raise your hand if you do not.
Or I have a question.
Who has a question?
I'm Marsha. I have a question.
Oh, hi, yes.
Hi. So I wrote down a bunch of things, but the thing that stands out for me is my negativity. That's not really a thing.
So what's the number one thing you would like to get rid of?
My negativity.
All right, and what do you believe to be true about your negativity?
It prevents me from living.
Okay. Yeah. So you believe that your negativity prevents you from living.
A healthy life.
A healthy life. Okay, that's a belief. Write that down.
Okay, thanks.
All right, now, the next question I want to ask you is super important. Are you absolutely 100% certain that the belief you wrote down is 100% true? Look at the belief you wrote down and ask yourself, am I 100% certain this is absolutely true? Yes or no? It's a yes or no answer. And Barbara said, I'm at a blank at the moment. My mind is empty. What do I do? So, Barbara, that is how resistance shows itself. Many times. So I want you to just make it up. If you did know the answer, the number one belief that you thing that or diagnosis or symptom that you would like to change, write it down anyway. Just guess. And then what do you believe to be true about it? So write down the number one thing that's causing you pain or symptoms, and what do you believe to be true about it? And just make it up and guess. That's perfectly fine. All right, so how many of you, by a show of hands, wrote down that you're not 100% sure that what you believe to be true is true? Raise your hand and keep it up if you wrote down no to the answer to that question. All right, raise your hand if you wrote down yes. I'm 100% sure that it is true. So a few of you have yes. Interesting. So Carolyn, can I unmute? Carolyn, can you unmute yourself or someone unmute Carolyn, if you're willing?
Yeah.
Okay. So Carolyn, what was the belief you wrote?
Sorry. Dogs are barking. What was my belief? That the stiffness and pain in my pelvis and body is due to energy and karmic stuff.
Okay, and you're 100% absolutely certain it's due to energy and karmic stuff.
Yeah, I've done a lot of work around it with a bunch of healers, and yeah, okay. I have. I mean, I get adjusted, but, you know, that's not it.
Okay.
It's deeper than that. And I've done emotional clearing, and, you know, but yeah, actually.
Okay. Okay, great. Who else? Jay, was it you that said also? Oh, no, Rich, did you have your hand up? So what was your belief? What did you write down? And
well, my condition is the autoimmune hypothyroid.
Okay.
And I'm experiencing a lot of the symptoms of the hypothyroid, mm-hmm. and my blood results seem to confirm it.
Okay. And so what do you believe to be true about it?
I believe that it's preventing me from doing some of the things that I like to do.
Okay. So you're 100% certain that your hypothyroidism is preventing you from doing the things that you would like to do.
Right.
Okay. All right. So it's fine if you said yes. It's fine if you said no. This will make sense as we go. So the next question I want to ask you is, can you give me just one stress-free, healthy, positive reason to keep thinking the thought that you wrote down that you believe to be true? Can you give me, I skipped an important step. So question number two is, how does it make you feel when you think the thought, well, my autoimmune disease keeps me from doing things I love, or, you know, my karma is keeping me in pain. Whatever you wrote down, whether you said yes or no, doesn't matter. Write down now, how does it make you feel to think that thought? So look at the thought you wrote down and start to list the words, the feeling words, like, well, it makes me angry. It makes me feel hopeless. It makes me, you know, feel self-pity or stuck or blocked. Write down the words, the emotions that it makes you feel to have and to think that thought. Everybody clear? And you should have a fair amount of those if this is something you've paid good money to get rid of. It's probably making you feel not so hot, or you wouldn't be in a program like this. So list those emotions and then ask yourself, what else? How else does it make me feel? And now I'd like you to write down, when you were growing up, did anyone else around you have those feelings a lot of the time? Did you grow up in an environment where the people you were around, where those feelings were around you? Like if you wrote down that this thing that you've got is making you feel depressed or angry or sad, were you in an environment where somebody else or other people, maybe more than one, also had those emotions or any of the emotions on your list? And if so, who was it? Write that down. And the next question I want to ask you is, what emotions were not permitted in your family or in the environment you grew up in? What emotions were you told you shouldn't feel that way, or get over it, or big boys don't cry, or whatever you might recall. What emotions were unacceptable in the environment you grew up in? So, for example, I grew up in a household where we were allowed to feel sad but not angry. So if I was angry, it had to go inward, and it imploded. It turned into depression for me, and it would come out sideways in all these other ways. And then I didn't like the feeling. I couldn't express the feeling. I tried to numb it out, drug it out, drink it out, Ben and Jerry it out. And eventually I stopped being in touch with it. And I walked around feeling heavy and thick, and just my body had no energy. And, you know, this was a predominant feeling for me all the time that I wasn't allowed to feel. And I also developed lots of heavy feelings in my body, like menstrual cramping and headaches. And other, my thyroid wasn't working correctly either. And I was able later on to connect the dots that these emotions were all imploding and causing my body to have a reaction. So, I mean, that's just one example of many, but you might start to, the lights may start to go on here. All right, so the next question I want you to write down is, can you give me, well, first of all, did anyone write down positive emotions? Raise your hand if you wrote down positive. Okay, so Rita Marie, what was an example of a positive emotion that you wrote down?
Empowered.
From feeling what?
From feeling that the imbalances I have in my blood sugar are a result of prior abusive diet and lifestyle and genetic tendencies, and that I have 100% control over them now and can keep myself healthy.
Okay, interesting. So that makes you feel empowered because you were able to turn that around in knowing that you have control over them now with the right information. Right. Okay, got it.
Right.
Somebody else had their hand up.
Marcia.
Yes. Yeah.
Fun, sensuality, and sexuality.
So what was the what came before?
Oh, anger, crying, sadness. But the positive ones were fun, sensuality, and sexuality.
Where did that come from? What was the belief that you wrote down?
My belief about my negativity prevents me from living a healthy life.
But you believe your negativity brings you fun and sexuality? And
the question I thought you asked was what emotions were not permitted as a child
and
acceptable in my childhood.
Okay, but the belief that you wrote down about your negativity keeping you from living a happy, saying it exactly, that's the one. When you think that thought, what emotions does that bring up for you?
Sadness.
Yeah, write that down. What else?
And anger.
Yes.
And I did write those down.
Okay, those are the ones we want to focus on. So go back to the belief you wrote down that, so you wrote down what I believe to be true about my XYZ syndrome, and I asked you, are you 100% sure that this is true? Most of you wrote no, some of you wrote yes. Then how does it make you feel to think that thought, that my negativity is affecting me? Write those feelings down. And now I want to ask you, can you give me a positive, healthy, stress-free reason to continue thinking the thought that's giving you those negative emotions? Rita Marie is an exception because she's already jump to the next part of this. But if you wrote down sadness, anger, hopeless, stuck, blocked, you know, those kinds of emotions, can you give me a positive reason to keep thinking a thought that is connected and making you feel the negative emotions? Anybody have a positive reason? Definitely not, Lynn says. Okay, Jay, I want to hear your positive reason.
Well, this is going to sound kind of weird, but okay, so in terms of the issues and whether it's a yes that I have them, it's yes because they're measurable.
Okay.
You know, you can see them or you can measure them. Okay.
What was the number one thing you wanted to change, though, that you wrote down?
Well, I've got blood clotting in my eye.
Okay.
I'd like to change that.
What do you believe to be?
I've got fluctuations in my blood pressure. I'd like to change that. They may be related.
We'll pick one thing at a time here.
Okay.
It's better to pick one thing as we're learning this. Sure. So you want to change the blood clot in your eye. What do you believe to be true about the blood clot in your eye?
Well, it exists because it can be seen.
Okay. So you believe that
it's 100% there.
What I hear you saying is you believe the test is telling you the accurate truth.
Yes, and photographs.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. So when you think the thought, I've got a test that's showing me that I have a dangerous blood clot in my eye, or I added dangerous, I shouldn't add that word, you didn't say that.
Possible.
How does that make you feel? When you think the thought, this test proves that I have a blood clot in my eye, how does that make you feel?
Fear.
What else?
Okay, so this is what I was getting to. I wrote down hopeless. Yeah. Also, because we can't seem to find a solution to it, but okay, so also the positive thing is hopeful, because I am hopeful at the same time that, you know, that there'll be a key that I will find that will unlock the, you know, solution to this problem.
Okay. But you also feel hopeless and fear about this?
Yeah, that it'll get worse.
Because you believe it could get worse.
Right.
That's a deeper belief, and I would like you to work with that one here, because that one will help you follow through the process and get better results. See, sometimes the first belief you come up with leads to a deeper belief that actually has more heavy-duty emotions attached to it, and this is an example of that.
Yeah, I'm fearful of losing my vision.
Okay, right. So because you believe there's no cure. Is that what it was?
Just because the situation's not under control yet.
So yeah. What's the one belief you have? You said you've given me several. You need to pick one belief.
Yeah, we'll stick with the vision thing. The hemorrhaging in my eye. Yeah.
What about it? What's your belief about it? That's a symptom.
It's going to continue to get worse.
It's going to get worse. That's what you said. So you say, I believe that my eye situation is going to get worse.
Right.
And when you think that thought, it makes you feel fearful, hopeless. What else?
Depressed.
Yeah, depressed. What else?
No, I have anger that maybe it was something that I did in the past. My poor lifestyle choices.
Okay, so self-blame.
Oh, yeah, blame, guilt.
Guilt, okay. Yeah. So can you give me, this is the next question, everyone, can you, Jay, give me one, just one, positive, stress-free reason, healthy reason, to continue thinking a thought that makes you feel guilty, depressed, angry, hopeless, helpless? Can you give me one good reason to continue thinking a thought that makes you feel guilty, angry, depressed, hopeless, full of fear? It's a yes or no answer.
Well, no. Yeah. No.
Okay, so no. And so would you be willing, and do you believe 100% that it's going to get worse?
No.
You don't really know, do you? 100% that it's going.
I don't know.
So
it could get worse.
It could, but you're not 100% sure, are you?
And it's the problems disappeared in some places, but reappeared in other places. Okay.
So you even have evidence that you're not 100% sure it's true. So that it's going to get worse. But every time you think that thought, it's going to get worse. every time you think the thought it's going to get worse, it makes you feel guilty, like you did something wrong perhaps, angry, depressed, fearful, and hopeless, right? Every time you think, oh my God, it's going to get worse. So would you be willing, this is the next question for everyone, would you be willing to let go of the thought that you're not really sure is true, that makes you feel guilty, depressed, angry, hopeless, and full of fear?
I'd like to try, yes.
Well, it's a yes or no answer. Would you be willing to let it go or not?
I'd be willing to let it go, yes.
Okay, so I'd like everyone to pick up a pen or a pencil and drop it on your desk. Great. Pick it up again and drop it on your desk. And for good luck, pick it up again. Drop it again. Okay, was anyone not able to drop the pen? No. And was if I asked you to do that 100 more times, you could all do that, couldn't you? Anybody feel they would not be able to do it 100 more times? And was anybody worried that they wouldn't do it right? And was anybody worried what anyone would think if they might not be able to get it, or what if I can't do it again, or well, what if I don't get it right? Right. You just dropped it, didn't you? And the reason you were able to drop it instantly, right? It didn't take anyone any time. You all dropped it. You dropped it instantly, and you weren't worried about it. The reason is because you were 100% willing to drop that pen. You had absolutely zero resistance, ideas, or beliefs that said, well, I better not drop the pen. Well, what might they think of me? Or what if I get it wrong? Or what if I can't do it right? Or what if I can't do it again? You had none of that going on. You were 100% willing to drop it. There's the exact same thing is true for every thought that you think. If you're 100% willing to drop a thought, it's as easy as dropping this pen. You could do it 1,000 times if you needed to. It takes no instruction manual. It's not about how. It's about being willing. And notice, I didn't ask you to give up trying to help yourself. I just asked you to stop, to drop the thought. I asked you if you would be willing to drop the thought that's causing you to feel things like angry, blocked, stuck, depressed, negative. Because most of you aren't even sure it's a true thought. And even if you're sure it's true, it's causing you to feel bad, which adds to the bucket load of stress that we know is at the root of all dis-ease. All dis-ease. There's ease and there's dis-ease. And those negative emotions cause dis-ease every single time, 100% of the time. So, is anybody, and be honest, because there's a reason if you answer no, is anyone not willing to let go of their thought that's making them feel bad? If so, raise your hand and let me know. Carolyn, all right, good. Can someone unmute Carolyn for me? All right, so tell me why you're not willing to let go.
I am. I'm absolutely willing if it'll work, but you cannot imagine what I've done and tried in the past 2 decades of working around this stuff. So I am willing to do it. I'm totally willing to do it.
Is there a little voice that says, I'm not willing because I'm afraid it won't work?
Well, yes, absolutely, because that's been the case.
So hear me out.
Yeah.
That's your deeper belief that you need to work on. Which I suspect every time someone gives me a yes,
uh-huh.
Typically not willing, because they have a deeper belief that's actually the one that you need to now go back to step one and work this process on. And that's the belief that it may not work for me. This thing may not work for me. I've done everything. I've already tried everything. There's nothing else left for me. Those kinds of thoughts. See, that's the deeper belief for you. And I understand.
Yeah.
But I want you to go back now and do all this same exercise on that.
Okay. And
that'll help you move through the unwillingness so that we get you deeper to the next step.
Okay.
I'm so glad you had that, because it's usually people will run into this at some point with some belief. Okay, and it says, somebody just chatted, I'm with Carolyn, I have a deeper belief that it won't work for me. So if your belief is, this won't work for me, ask yourself the question, are you absolutely 100% certain this will not work for you? And chances are the answer is no, you're not 100% sure. But every time you think the thought, what if this won't work for me, this won't work for me, I've already done everything, how does that make you feel? Well, it makes you feel hopeless and stuck and blocked and like stupid or whatever comes to your mind. That's what's attached to that belief. You with me? And so are you willing to drop the belief that you're not really sure is true, that this won't work for you? Are you willing to drop that pen? And if you are, then let's move to the next step, which is, if you're willing, I'd like you to drop that thought the next time it comes up, if it comes up. I'd like you to pick up a pen and drop the pen first to remind yourself how easy it is if you're willing. And then drop the thought that's telling you this is impossible, I'll never do it, I've tried everything. Whatever your thought was that you're willing to drop, I want you to drop it. And then I want you to, right now, create a higher thought that's a stress-free, positive, higher belief. And I'm not asking you to lie to yourself. It has to be something you can take in as truth, that you will replace your old thought with, the one that's making you feel bad, and that you're going to drop the pen on. And I want you to start to repattern your brain. Because the only reason you have the old belief, the negative one, is because you repeated it and repeated it and repeated it, and probably people told you this, and you heard it again and again, and you patterned your brain. And now we're going to repattern your brain with the same skill sets that you have already mastered in the wrong direction. You've mastered these skills in the direction that makes you feel like crap. So now we're going to take the same skills and we're going to repattern, rewire your brain. Literally, we're going to lay down new neural networks. And if you do this enough in a short period of time, you're going to start to notice you feel different and that you're noticing different things and that you're feeling different in your body. So, for example, a higher thought might be, I believe I can heal. Another example is that works for a lot of people, and you don't have to use mine. It's good to have it in your own words, but it needs to be in the present tense. It needs to have the desired outcome that you want. So one that seems to be a good introductory version, because sometimes it's hard to flip from I'll never heal and there's nothing possible for me to I'm healed from XYZ. Like, it's hard to jump all the way there. It just feels like a lie. And I don't want you to feel like a lie. But perhaps a starting point that I find people can work with is, each day, in every way, I'm getting better and better, healthier and healthier. Or each day, I'm learning new tools that bring me healing. Something like that is sometimes a good starting point. So think about the opposite of what you've written down. And if that's too extreme, back it out. And if you feel stuck there, raise your hand and I'll help you come up with your new idea. But you want the new idea, when you say it out loud, you should feel good, empowered, like your body's vibrating at a higher vibration, because it literally will start to do that. When you say this new belief out loud, and you should say it a few times and make sure it feels like truth, that you can take it in, and it feels good. It makes you feel expanded, like you can take a deep breath. It makes you feel either calmer or happier or more positive. That's the right belief for you. Did everybody find one?
And if anybody's trying to raise their hand, I saw a couple, I think Sheila and one other person said they're trying to raise their hand.
Oh, okay, so unmute.
Go ahead and unmute yourself. I'm going to try to find you in the list.
Sheila disappeared. Sheila just morphed into Judy. I think Sheila got dropped.
Morphed into Judy. Okay.
I think Sheila dropped off the call or something. Anybody else having trouble? Oh, there's Sheila.
Yeah.
Okay, Sheila, what's your old idea that you're having trouble creating a new one?
I've had insomnia for 13 years, and so far has been untreatable, unhealable. No one can help. No one knows all the things I've tried. Nothing's worked.
And do you believe that 100% there's absolutely nothing and no one out there?
No, I don't. I don't.
So are you willing to let that one go?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so a new one, what's a new belief, a higher thought that would make you feel good?
What you said, every day I'm learning new tools that bring me healing.
There you go.
Or new information that will bring me healing.
And here's another one that you may want to think about in others. So another really good one to start with is, I know it's possible to heal my insomnia.
Okay.
It's possible, right? You just don't know how yet.
Right.
But you believe it's possible, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So that's a really good generic one for people to use if you feel stuck, or try that on and see if that feels like a higher, more high vibration when you say it.
It does. It's just a matter of finding it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're with the right person here, because not only have I healed mine, but thousands of people come to me, and the first thing they say is, I haven't slept in years. And you'll probably, even from today's demo session, it's possible you will drop your insomnia. So don't give up hope.
Thank you.
To the call. All right. Okay, so... yeah, I know it's possible to be free. I know it's possible for eye diseases and thyroid issues, and all of these things are all possible, all healing. The body is designed to heal. So you're all on the right track being in this program. All right. Yeah, but saying I believe I'm healed is often way too big of a leap. So start with I believe it's possible to heal. I know it's possible to heal is even higher. Knowing is higher than believing. But start with what feels true, and you may find, as you say that, and I want you to write it down, I want you to speak it, I want you to put it up on a sticky note where you'll see it throughout the day and in your, you know, several places, and I want you to chant it like a lullaby before you fall asleep at night, and the first thing when you get up in the morning before you get out of bed, I want you to just, in that loving, gentle, silent whisper voice, I know I can heal. I know that this can heal. I know it's possible. You know, use your phrase, and any time throughout the day, your old voice comes up with any variation on a theme of that old idea, telling you, well, there's nothing that's going to help me. I've tried everything. I'm stuck. I'm worse than everybody. Whatever that voice tells you, pick up a pen and drop it, and drop that thought and start to repattern and rehearse your new powerful belief. This may sound simple, and it is simple. It's easy to do. And it has, your thoughts are a power as real as electricity. And just like when Rita Marie held up the cell phone, you don't have to plug this thing in. You don't really know how it works. And you can talk to people all over the world. And it's just the same with these beliefs. They are a force that is going to start to literally send a signal to your body. Your body follows the blueprint of your thinking mind and your emotions. So I don't care if you get a little obsessive compulsive about this new thought. It's better than the old thought. And it's how you repattern your brain through repetition. Repetition's key. All right, everybody with me? Mm-hmm. Anybody not willing to do it? And there will come a point at some point in this process where you may notice an unwillingness come up. Most people will run up against their unconscious resistance to changing something that you would just, that you say, oh, I would do anything to change this. There may come a day, not too far in the near future, where you run up against resistance. I don't feel like doing that stupid exercise today. I've done it 100 times. It hasn't worked yet. I forgot about it. I'll just let it blow it off till tomorrow. This doesn't work. That's called resistance, and it's normal. And what it means is you're super close to literally diving over the edge where this new belief is about to become your new normal. So if you notice your resistance coming up, you are really, 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 really close to having the new pattern be the dominant pattern, and you're busting up a huge old ancient belief that you've probably had a long time. So I want you to do it anyway, in spite of the voice. Just do it anyway. Do it for an entire month, and then do it again for another month. If you do it 30 days, you're going to notice a change, and you want to back it up with another 30 days just for good time's sake to really impress it. But it doesn't take that long to repattern your brain. So, everybody willing? And if anyone gets stuck, call out to us and we'll help you through it. And tell somebody that you're not willing and tell on yourself. That's the way to get through the resistance, to repattern it. Otherwise, you will go back to your default because it's so familiar and so comfortable, and you won't even recognize it unless you tell on yourself. All right, now, if you want... What?
Can you add something to that? In case, I think when you say unwilling sometimes, you may be feeling like some blame, like I'm unwilling to do this, but I am willing to do this. And so I just wanted to reframe it from something that helped me. Is I totally, once I learned what I learned about diet, health, lifestyle, et cetera, and thoughts, I thought the new belief that I took on was my body can heal itself. My brain, my conscious brain right now may not have all the answers to what that is, but the belief in that. So the unwilling oftentimes is not coming from our obstinance or our stubbornness. It's coming from brainwashing, basically.
Exactly.
Like beliefs, right? We believe and we've been taught from the time we were born, maybe even in utero, to believe certain things. And these beliefs that we've got, they're actually usually not your own. They've been handed down to you.
And I haven't had time to teach the whole big, but this is a very important part of it. And it's why your resistance will probably come up at some point. Because the programming from childhood before the age of 8 or 9 was installed to make you feel safe for some reason. Even if it was a negative, harmful belief, it was there to try to protect you. And this, actually, when you get close to breaking and busting up this old programming, a part of you will come up and say, oh, no, 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 don't go there. You will die.
Yeah.
It will feel scary to take on a new, healthier belief in many cases for most people. So you need to know that, and you need to know, I don't mean unwilling in a blaming way. I mean it's an unconscious way that's coming up.
Yes.
So thank you for pointing that out. And that's where it really helps to have the support and people around you to remind you, you know, to stay on track, because we go back to the familiar default patterns unknowingly. Everybody does this.
Yeah.
So, also I want to, well, I'll tell you later how to get the PDF version of this so you can print it out and keep working with it and keep up-leveling your beliefs. And then also a way that Rita Marie has generously allowed me to share with you. If you want to go deeper with all of this and learn more of what I teach, I'll share that with you later on. But I want to take you through the biofield healing immersion now, because what this does is it speeds up this whole process. It will often bring up these unconscious beliefs. You may even discover where they came from. When you imprinted it, you may have a little flashback, a memory. And you may or may not. You don't have to remember where it came from to release it. You may actually just release it tonight in this demo session. And it may come to you later. You may have more releasing and more results happen even after we do the demo. So don't be too quick to judge. But a lot can happen from this now. And healing can go on for days for many people after. So more can happen after as well as during. And this is the fastest way that I've discovered to date, anyway, to speed up bringing the beliefs up and clearing them and the emotions that are attached and get stuck to any and all of the things that are manifesting for you physically. And what I love too is that if you're doing a program like Rita Marie's, it's going to help you assimilate the nutritional information, the education she's giving you, the herbs you're taking. It will help you. Some people I've worked with, none of the herbs worked until they did the biofield healing. And then all of a sudden, their body said yes to it. It's like there's something out of sync that allows us to heal that could be unconscious programming. And this will line you up with the true power that you came in with that says yes to healing, because that's our natural state. And all this conditioning screwed us up. And you may not know where it came from. And we have to undo that sometimes in order to assimilate foods, information, energy, all of this. So I won't say too much more because I could talk too long and have a tendency to do so. So I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to just give you a little instruction. You want to be in a safe place when we do this. Sitting down is fine, but if you have the luxury of lying down, that's even better, because your body may start to move and twitch and flip and flop like a fish for some people. If it does, you want to let that happen. And some of you may not notice much obvious stuff at all. It may seem really subtle, and that's okay too. It doesn't mean it's not working. I'm going to guide you in with my voice. Then I'm going to work on you silently for a bit. Then I'm going to bring you out with my voice, and then we'll talk about what you experienced and any questions you have. All right, so find your comfortable place. Sitting down.
Do people keep their cameras on or turn them off? Do you have a preference?
Whatever you're comfortable with. I don't need to see you for it to work. You need to be able to hear me. But if you want to leave it on, that's fine, because I will get visual feedback that's also good for me, but I don't need it. I can find it by feeling it. So whatever you're most comfortable with is fine with me. But you need to be able to hear me. All right, so we're going to begin. So I'd like you to just close your beautiful eyes, and I want you to take the deepest breath that you've taken all day so far and fill up with the new possibilities that await you. And now open your mouth and let out a big sigh and let go of everything we've talked about and everything you think you know about your health and what's going on with you. Relax your low belly and breathe in from your low belly all the way up into your beautiful heart. Feel up, 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 and hold your breath at the top. And now open your mouth and let out a big sigh. And one more time, breathe into your low belly. Let it pooch out. And then draw the breath up into your heart area, your chest, your lungs. Fill up, up, up. Hold your breath at the top. And now open your mouth and hear the sound of your voice as you exhale fully and deeply, squeezing every drop of air out. Now just continue to breathe normally and naturally, the way you normally breathe, in and out through your nose. And as you breathe in and out, just feel how your exhale helps you to relax. And feel the weight of your body sinking down into the chair or the cushions beneath you. And feel how the weight of your body and your exhale helps you to relax with every breath you take. Remember, if your body starts to move in any way, let it move. Remember to keep your focus internal. I'd like you to take your gaze inside. If you're not comfortable closing your eyes, just take your gaze to the floor and focus only on your inner experience now. Take your awareness inside yourself and begin to notice with your eyes closed what's going on inside you. Remember, let me do all the work. There's nothing for you to do except to notice what's going on inside you. Let me do all the work, and you just relax and observe. There's nothing you need to understand or believe in for this to work, and there's nothing you can do to block the healing. So notice what's going on inside you. You may have a lot of thoughts come up. If you do, just let them come up. It's just energy coming up and moving. You may notice emotions coming up. Let them come up. It's energy coming up and moving out. If you have animals that are trying to lie down on you, that's very common. Just let them in the room and let them do what they want. They can feel this very easily and quickly. Just notice inside you if you start to see anything like colors or shapes or images. Just notice if anything visual, it may or may not come into your inner awareness. Don't try to change it, just look at it, notice it. You may notice sounds. Don't try to change them, just listen and notice the sounds that you may or may not have going on inside you. You may have sensations in your body or around your body, some kind of physical sensation. Just notice them, feel them, allow them to be there without judging, without labeling them as good, bad, right, or wrong, without trying to change them. Even if you have pain come up, let it come up. It's energy patterns coming up and moving out. The energy knows how to move on its own. There's no need to try and help. Let me do the work here, and you just observe what's happening. You may notice a taste or a fragrance. You may have memories come up. Just let whatever happens happen. And I want you to allow everything to just come up and move out with the same ease that you would if you were looking out the window and watching clouds passing by in the sky. You wouldn't be efforting. You just watch those clouds passing by. It's easy and effortless. If you think you're making things up or imagining it, just notice that you're thinking that. Or if it seems like nothing is happening, just notice that. There's absolutely no way you can do this wrong. Just notice what you notice. And I'm going to spend a few more minutes here quietly in the silence, working on you silently. and you may drop into a very deeply relaxed state. Just let that happen if it does. Remember to let your body move, or if at any time you feel like moving, let yourself move in any way that would feel good to you. And then after the silence, you'll hear my voice when it's time to come back. You'll know because you'll hear my voice, and it's very easy, and you'll come back easily and effortlessly. So I want you to just rest your mind now, rest your body, and observe what's going on inside you. And you'll hear my voice when it's time to come back. Just enjoy the experience now. So very, very slowly now, become aware of the sound of my voice. And very, very slowly now, begin to notice all the sounds around you. And very, very slowly now, begin to deepen your breathing. Notice yourself becoming more alert, more awake, more aware, and staying very, very relaxed. Take a deep, long breath in and out now. Feel yourself becoming more alert, more awake, more aware, and staying very, very relaxed. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes now, and take another deep breath all the way in and all the way out. And I want you to come all the way back now, wide awake, alert, refreshed and relaxed. Take a deep breath, stretch your arms overhead, and come all the way back. And slowly, gently open your beautiful eyes, letting the light come back in, and come all the way back. And take your time sitting up. Some of you might feel spacey, lots of yawning and releasing going on. You might notice yourself still releasing for quite some time. You need to give this a good 24 hours to fully integrate. You're not fully baked yet, so you could experience, as I said earlier, more after the session than during. This was just a short demo, so don't be too quick to judge here. I know our time is almost up, and so I want two things to ask you. A couple questions, just so you're aware that some and to take some questions from you. But if you felt pressure in the head, or did anyone feel pressure in the head? Raise your hand. Kim, anybody else feel pressure in the head? If you did now, or if you do later, the pressure in the head and nausea are the top two symptoms that you are perceiving and receiving these biofield healing frequencies. It's a very high vibration that you may not be used to, and you'll feel the contrast sometimes. And sometimes it's strong pressure in the head. So when I get this started, it sets up a vibratory continuum. So you may actually get another round, another wave of healing later tonight or even tomorrow, or some people have it go on for days. So if all of a sudden you get a headache and you're not normally the type that gets headaches, it's not a headache. You're getting more of the biofield healing. So just sit and close your eyes for 5 or 10 minutes. Let it wash through you. Just breathe and relax your body as best you can. And it will start to integrate this higher vibration, because the state of health and joy and liberation is a very high vibration. And if you've been at a low pattern that's, you know, a slow, low, dense, dis-ease vibration, it's going to feel different as it changes. And we're actually comfortable in the pattern that we're trying to change. So don't be alarmed by that. And two things before I forget. If you would like the PDF of the belief clearing, so you can use this again, I want you to text me at this number. It's area code 858-212-0703. I'll put this in the chat as well. It's 858. What did I say? 212-0703. And if you're unable to text for any reason, you can email and we'll send it to you as well. And just tell them you were in Rita Marie's group. you'll email support@biofieldhealinginstitute.com. It's spelled B-I-O-F-I-E-L-D, biofieldhealinginstitute.com. Thank you, Lynn. She put it in the chat for us. And when you text us for the PDF, you're also going to get another gift that I have for you, which is I have what is called the Day of Biofield Healing Immersion, and it's over 5 hours with me live on a call like this, although it's audio only, not Zoom. And it's coming up. I have one coming up soon. I do it periodically. And you're all invited to attend at half off. So it's a special gift for Rita Marie's group. Whether you're watching the recording or here today, you'll get invited to this and be able to use the special link for the special offer when you text us or email us. And I hope you'll all join us. If you resonate with this work and you want to go deeper, it's where I'm going to be sharing with you the top 13 reasons that I have found in working with thousands of people now. I'm just going to tell you what they are that's at the root of most pain, symptoms, and disease. I'm going to give you those 13 reasons. And I'm going to take people through two full long biofield healing sessions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, which that alone is worth the price of admission. And then I'm going to be working with as many people as I can, getting them unstuck. So I'll be taking them through belief clearing and the emotional clearing techniques that I also use to help people find the emotions that are stuck in the body that they don't realize, and that the body symptoms of pain and disease are telling the story of those emotions. I'm going to help you through that. So it's 5 hours plus, usually I run over, with me live. It's not recorded, but you will also receive a recording of the entire day. So you'll be able to read all the details. I'm not going to go into any more of it. When you text us or email us, you'll see it all written out. You can review that later. And I'd just like to take a few minutes, if there are any burning questions, comments, things you experienced that you can feel are different, if you have a success story already, raise your hand. Rita Marie.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say, when they text, should they put something like a word or a phrase, or just say we want the biofield healing or the PDF?
I'm supposed to tell you to text the word belief. Thank you, Rita Marie. Text the word belief. I didn't read my own instructions to that number, or email that in the subject line. That will help too. Just put belief, Rita Marie's group, or something like that.
Okay.
And then you'll get what you need. Thank you. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
And then you'll get, and then you'll get the rest of the instructions after that.
Okay, cool. Good.
Thank you.
And the other thing you had said before, and I want to make sure I didn't hear this incorrectly, was like, if they go back and listen to this again through you guiding that process,
yes,
that you can accelerate or get the experience again.
In fact, I would do that, because what will happen is a deeper, the next belief will come up, or the biofield healing. If you go back through this again, you can keep accelerating yourself. Mm-hmm. You can keep advancing. It's going to meet you in the present moment of where you are, and where you are right now is not where you were even 20 minutes ago or an hour ago or 2 hours ago when we started. So you will keep advancing.
Great.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll have this posted within probably 48 hours, hopefully sooner.
All right. Questions or success stories, please share what you noticed. Did anybody see colors, shapes, images, hear sounds, feel things going on in their body, experience a change? Maybe something is, some pain was released. Feeling more relaxed, I hear in the chat. Great. Let's see here. What else do I see here?
Good. I just wanted to say, look at Kimberly. Kimberly has like a halo around her. It's like she has an angel halo. It looks amazing.
Yeah. Who else? A crackling sound in the left ear. So this is something so interesting. I can't tell you how many people say, I heard a crackling sound. Or they heard birds chirping, if anybody heard birds chirping. That is a very common when I work on people, and I've come to believe, now I can't prove this yet, but I've come to believe there is a frequency that you are sensing in an auditory way. That sounds like crackling. Now, I know when I work on you or anyone, I hear tones and sounds and frequencies the whole time. And they change. And sometimes they're very melodic notes. But there's a whole auditory component when we communicate in this way. It can come in as color, light, sound, vibration. It can come in as prickly feeling. Lots of ways that it can come in. Twitching in the body, in the back. So Diane said it was very relaxing. She felt twitches in her back and something popped loose. That's also very common. You may have felt something like you just wanted to shift your spine around. Some people will feel like they've just got to jiggle or move around. You may feel like stretching later or even now. These are realignments that are happening. People have true spinal changes. I have people grow as much as 2 inches from one session. I've had people avoid surgery because their spine completely realigned. There's a video on my website. Into a science lab recently, and her entire spine changed. Her PT noticed it immediately. She was free of all the pain in her spine. So this is all very, very, very possible. What else? The chatters are chatting away. I felt twitching. Now I feel relaxed. I feel a different belief did come up that I'm at my wit's end with, and I had a great image that was strengthening and hopeful. Awesome. So this work will often bring in imagery, which comes from the right side of your brain, and it will speak to you in imagery that may not be literal, but it's a metaphor for what's either going on with you, what's healing in you. Some people will all of a sudden see like black or gray, and then it turns to light or bright. Or they'll see like a rain cloud or something that might illustrate to you the healing that's actually taking place, that's giving you a positive message of what is actually happening. Mm. So it's not always literal. What else? Any questions from what we've talked about or what went on in the healing session or about the healing modality? I could go on and on with the stories of what's possible, but everything I've heard tonight, thyroid issues, insomnia, immune disorders, I've worked with so many people with pain symptoms of every type imaginable, and they have been able to get pain-free. So if there's one thing I would leave you with, it's do not give up hope. If you do what Rita Marie suggests, and you combine that with something like the work we do with biofield healing immersion. I mean, this is a bold statement, and I can't and I don't give guarantees, but the fact of the matter is you're going to heal because you would have to work hard and fight us to not receive healing. There's just nothing left to do after you do all of it. If you clear the beliefs, you clear the emotions, you clear the energy field, you're eating the right, you're looking at the right things in your physicality, you would have to be fighting us and saying, no, I'm just not going to do that. Mm. I felt released, realizing it was something else I'd carried with me all my life. And I can work on that now that I know what this major one is. This is Linda saying, I didn't even know that that was a block. Yes, you see, this is what's so profound, is that we pick this stuff up so early and we live with it for so long, we actually think it's natural and normal, and it's not. Most of what is at the root of disease was learned. It was conditioning that was put on you before the age of 8 or 9, and you did not even have a clue. And you learn to shut some things off, and you learn to let other things be dominant, and it was just natural. It became so second nature. And then a part of your brain known as the reticular activating system literally filters out all the other possibilities that would prove what you learned to be false because you bought into it because everyone in your world did it or believed it. And now if you do this type of work, your brain will start to operate differently. You're going to release the beliefs, the emotions, and all of these things that you thought were impossible will sometimes instantly become online again, and your brain will work in a different way. I've seen people have 30 years of fibromyalgia, for example, gone in an hour. How is that possible? It's not according to medical science, but I'm telling you, it happens with 99% of the people I work with. If not right away, certainly within a month, they're pain-free. So, you know, this is real. This is the 21st century now, and we have new tools.
Yep.
All right.
You will have access to this recording to play as often as you would like. And, you know, even just to fast forward to that one section, I felt this profound relaxation, like floating.
And the more you do it, the more you'll notice the subtle information. Yeah. If you're a very left brain linear thinker and you use your thinking mind all the time, you may not have a lot of practice in noticing subtle energy and subtle information unless you've been meditating a long time, which I know Rita Marie has. And so don't be discouraged. There's actually a lot going on inside you that you haven't trained yourself to notice yet. And if you do more biofield healing, you will begin to notice it. And it may take you a few times, but there's nothing wrong with you, in other words, and there's nothing blocking you. You just haven't trained a certain faculty to notice certain information, and that's okay. Not everyone, you know, you don't even need to notice it for it to change. So.
Wow. Well, thank you again for an amazing session. I see a lot of kudos, a lot of this is great. I have never experienced anything like this before. So this is what I wanted to expose you guys to, is that healing comes from all the different aspects. And we'll work with you on all the different aspects as we go through the program. So
thank you for having me. Thank you for being so open and willing. And you've got the PDF for your left brain, and you've got more biofield healing for your right brain. So you're going to be a whole brain thinker by the end of this.
That's right. And those both sides need to be down.
Just reach out at any time if I can help you further.
Thank you.
And join me on the Day of Healing. It would be a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, I've heard good feedback from it, so check it out. And then we get together again tomorrow for our official kickoff, and I look forward to talking to you. I will be probably back in Austin. No guarantees at this point. I might be right back where I am right now, but that's the plan, is to be back in at home and starting off our year together tomorrow. So thank you guys so much for being here. I'm going to unmute everybody. Express your thanks to Deborah. And that's the doggy. Carolyn is the vet.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Good to meet you, Deborah.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does the doggy feel better?
Yes.
Yeah. Be curious to see how pets respond to that.
Big fuzzy dog, does he feel better?
Yeah, I think so. He wants to play with his toy.
Well, somebody feels better. Works on and somebody.
There you go. Awesome. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.